Welcome back. I'm really glad you've continued this journey. In our last session, we explored how many of the thoughts that continue after leaving a cult aren't actually your own voice. They're echoes. Messages repeated so often that they began sounding like truth. Today, we're going to go one step further. We're going to talk about something almost every survivor experiences, the fear of being wrong. Many people tell me, I don't trust myself anymore. I second guess every decision. I feel guilty whenever I choose something for myself. If that's been your experience, you're not alone. High control groups don't simply tell people what to believe. They teach people not to trust themselves. That gives them more control. I've experienced this personally. It's insidious. And it's powerful. Over time, your own judgment becomes less important than the group's approval. Eventually, you stop asking, what do I believe? And begin asking, what am I supposed to believe? That shift changes everything. Because once your ability to trust yourself has been weakened, even ordinary decisions can feel frightening. Should I take this job? Can I celebrate this holiday? Is this relationship healthy? Can I disagree? Can I say no? Can I rest? Can I change my mind? Questions that most people answer naturally may suddenly feel filled with danger. Not because the decision is actually dangerous, but because independence itself became associated with punishment. Your nervous system learned something very powerful. It learned that safety comes from obedience. So when you begin thinking independently, your brain sometimes mistakes freedom for danger. That's why fear shows up. Not because you're doing something wrong, but because you're doing something new. This is an important distinction. Fear is not always a warning. Sometimes, fear is simply your nervous system adjusting to freedom. Let's pause for a moment. Take a slow breath. Allow your shoulders to soften. Good. Now think about one decision you've been avoiding. It doesn't need to be a big decision, just a small choice. One small choice. Notice what happens inside you. Do you feel tension? Guilt? Uncertainty? Now, gently ask yourself, is this fear protecting me? Or is it protecting an old system that no longer exists? You don't have to answer immediately. Just let the question sit quietly. One of the biggest misconceptions about healing is that confident people don't experience fear. They do. The difference is that they no longer assume fear is always correct. Healthy people learn something very important. They learn to become curious about fear. Instead of immediately obeying it, they listen. They ask questions. They gather information. And then they choose. That is what healthy trust looks like. Not certainty, but thoughtful freedom. As you continue recovering, you'll probably make decisions that don't work out perfectly. That's okay. Every human being does. Making mistakes doesn't mean you're failing. It means you're learning. In healthy environments, mistakes become teachers. In controlling environments, mistakes become proof that you can't trust yourself. Those are two very different ways of seeing the world. Today, I'd like to invite you to practice one small act of trust. Choose something simple. What you'll eat for dinner. Whether you'll take a walk, what music you'll listen to. Maybe you'll say yes. Maybe you'll say no. The decision itself isn't what matters. What matters is allowing yourself to make it. Notice what happens afterwards. Most likely, nothing catastrophic. And every time that happens, your nervous system learns something new. It begins discovering that freedom is safe. Not instantly, but gradually. One decision at a time. As we finish today, remember this. You don't become confident by waiting until fear disappears. You become confident by discovering that fear doesn't have to make every decision for you. Healing isn't about never feeling afraid again. It's about slowly realizing that your own wisdom deserves a seat at the table. Thank you for spending this time with me today. You're doing really well. In our final lesson, we'll bring everything together by taking one small step that belongs completely to you. Until then, be patient with yourself, be gentle with yourself, love yourself. You can do this. Every decision you make from your own values, not fear, is another step toward becoming fully yourself again. I'll see you in the next lesson.